I have to compliment you for so many things. First of all, I'm so very grateful for how well you treated Father Martin last week. He was so excited to see so many of you and to see just the faithfulness of St. Patrick's Parish in Dixon and just your joy and your presence. And you made it so much easier for him, and you made him excited just to be here. And for that, I do want to thank you very much. I couldn't ask for more. I really couldn't. It is a great honor to serve a parish that you're proud of to share with others and to share with other priests. With that in mind, let's talk about humility. It's just a little joke. I am going to talk about humility. It's all over all the readings. It's beautiful, just because if you see it, it carries through all of these things. It's so very exciting. Every piece of it speaks of approaching God, but approaching God in such a way with humility. And I think humility gets a bad rap in the United States. I really do. We come from a culture that focuses very much on individual human achievement, and that's not bad. It's great to achieve, but there's this sort of push against humility, this idea that humility is somehow connected to humiliation, that there's this basing of yourself or this removal of yourself if you concentrate on humility, and it almost comes out of this response to power. You see it in Hebrews. You know, we have this great offer from Hebrews, and what does he say? He says, look, my dear brothers and sisters, you haven't approached what couldn't be touched. You know, blazing fire, gloomy darkness, storm, trumpet blast, voice speaking from words from those who cannot be heard, begging that no message further be addressed to them. That's all happened when they were on the side of the mountain as they were headed to the promised land. There they stood, you know, arguing about which mountain it is, Sinai, Carmel, whatever, but there they stood on the mountain, and God spoke to them, and they were frightened, and they said to Moses, we never want to hear the voice again. It scares us. You just tell us what he says. Whatever he says, we'll do it. In that same trip, the blazing fire, the gloomy darkness, that's God in their presence. They had the fire at night. They had the cloud by day, this expression of God in their midst. And what did it do? It made them fearful. Not in a good way, but just a genuine fear. This overwhelming approach that God is this so such a booming and overwhelming presence that no one could possibly even want to encounter him. And the very thought that Moses could take him out one-on-one was so awe-inspiring that whatever Moses said, they'd gladly do it, if for no other reason, that they never had to hear the voice of God boom in their ears ever again. And the author says, that's not where we are. He says, no, you approach Mount Zion, the city of the living God. I'm often overwhelmed by cities myself, but this one's encouraging. The heavenly Jerusalem, countless angels in festive gathering, the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and God the judge of all, the spirits of the just made perfect, and Jesus our mediator. It's not about being afraid. It's not about this fearfulness that says that God is going to crush me if I step out of line, or God's going to overwhelm me if I'm bad or out of place. Not to say that we shouldn't do the right thing, but there's no reason to hold the fear. It isn't about fear. Rather, it's about approaching God genuinely, approaching God honestly, approaching God in humility. This humility that's invited to us by Sirach, it's in the Old Testament too. Humble yourself, the more, the greater you are, and find favor with God. This humility that says that I understand my role in life. To truly be humble is not to pretend that you aren't something. It's not to every single time someone compliments you go, oh no, really, I'm not that good. That's not what true humility is. True humility is knowing our abilities. Saying, yes, I'm good at this thing, but no, I'm not good at that thing. True humility is this genuine acceptance of who we are as self, is knowing who we are, and then proceeding forward fully aware of where we stand. It's even in the gospel. We have this great opportunity. Christ says two beautiful things, and sometimes, you know, you always wonder if the story is supposed to tell you something. Maybe it's just because I'm a very simple person, but I hear Christ tell the story, and he says to the host, you know, when you hold lunch or dinner, don't invite friends or brothers or relatives or wealthy neighbors in case he might invite you back in every payment. Rather, invite poor, crippled, lame, blind, blessed indeed will you be. I keep wondering if that's like his early warning, telling him that he's not going to invite him to his house for dinner. But that's just me, you know, I'm speculating a little bit on that one, you know, just... Okay, I thought I was funny, but never mind. I think I'm funny, but apparently I'm not. I'll work on this, I promise. And that's my humility, I get to enjoy that. But no, the truest definition of humility, the great expression of humility that it is that true humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. It's that willingness to displace our needs, our wants, our desires, us, for the needs of the one around us. Whether they be poor, blind, lame, crippled, or just a neighbor in need. I think parents have great chances to learn this, because every child insists that you think of them more and yourself less. It is a great invitation. Every once in a while you want to take that step back and go, but I need to sleep too. But you know, there's lines everywhere. But the important thing is to contain within this opportunity is that we might see ourselves in our relationship to God with genuine truth. That is to say, we are limited human persons, but that doesn't mean that we're bad or evil or worthless. But rather, we are God's chosen children, loved and desired by Him. And that the rest of our humility is to grow knowing that we start there. Not in some I'm bad or I'm evil or some destructive self-abuse, but rather a genuine approach to knowing who we are. I have a challenge for you this week, and it sounds funny, but I do mean this, and not funny haha, just sounds funny weird, but I genuinely mean this in every way. I want you to know yourself. I want you to be able to read a gospel passage, wherever it is in the gospel, and honestly say to yourself, could I be who Christ is inviting in this point? When you read the Beatitudes, am I there? When you read these parables, could I be there? Could I do these things? These challenges that Christ places before me. And be honest, because I'm not going to test you. It's not for me to follow up. I want you to know this for yourself. Because if we know who we are, if we know where we stand, we're halfway to humility, and we can begin to grow in Christ. That's my challenge for you this week.